Amen.
So, we are looking at leading of the Spirit. This is the fifth section, right?
Let's put our hands together and say this was our Father.
In the name of Jesus, we receive revelation knowledge
that is found in your written word.
Our eyes are more enlightened as regards the leading of the Spirit and following it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, we're looking at leading of the Spirit. Following the inward witness, right? Following the inward witness is quite long. It's quite going to be long. Well, in this section, I'm going to break into Saturday meetings or Sunday service. Okay, is it any of the two? Think it, because you have to do have Holy Ghost meetings in towards the end of September, right?
What did I say?
Last two questions? It's going to be Sunday service, don't worry. We'll do something to that and continue spiritual ministry and that kind of thing. Just continue to pray after
convention.
Hallelujah! So, the number of the Spirit, Matthew 28, from verse 18.
Amen.
I feel like not starting from Matthew 28. Okay, let me start like this. Luke 24. I feel like starting from Luke 24. Luke 24 from verses 25 today. Let's go like that. We'll come to the figure to Matthew.
Luke 24 from verse 25.
You have to
be Luke 24 25. And he said to them, O fools and slow of hearts, to believe in all the prophets that have spoken. I say, ought not the Christ to suffer the sin and to enter into his glory? The beginning of Moses and all the prophets, he expanded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. Look at verse 34. Now he came, now verse 34 is a larger audience. So, it is the same thing. It is, these are the words which I spoke to you while I was still with you, that all things must be fulfilled, where written in the law of Moses and the Psalms and in the prophet. I mean the prophet and in the Psalms concerning me. And he opened their understanding that they might comprehend the scripture and said to them, thus it is written and thus it behoves Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day. And that repentance, okay, that repentance and remission of sin, be preached in his name among all nations beginning at Jerusalem. They are ye are witnesses of these things. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So, Matthew 28 from verse 18. I just took it, it's just the same. Matthew 28 from verse 18. Is that to them, is it all authority has been given me in heaven and in the earth? Is it go therefore make disciples of every nation? They baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Remember I told you that that phrase is not actually, it cannot be, since we don't have collaborations for it, that it's not actually, we can't major, you can't have a church, you can't start a church on that. Hallelujah. Amen. That is the name of the Father, Son and the Holy Ghost. Is it teaching them, verse 22, observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always. I stress that for a reason. I am with you always, even to the ends of the age. So, now that I am there is the reason why he will say you are witnesses of this thing. Amen? We'll get to see all that shortly. Now, in Mark 16, he said to them, go therefore and preach the gospel. So, and put the gospel to every question. He now says, he that believes and is baptized shall be saved. He that believes not shall be damned. And these signs, this that shall follow them that believe in my name. He said they will cast out devils. Did you see that? Amen? They will cast out devils. They will speak in new tongues. So they will take up serpents. If they shall drink any deadly thing, they shall not hurt them. They will lay their hands on the sick and the sick will recover. So then, after the Lord had spoken to them, he was received up into heaven and sat at the right hand of God. Received up into heaven and sat at the right hand of God. Amen? Received up into heaven and sat at the right hand of God. When you begin to think they saw, we're referring to cloud, we are missing it. Because that shows that when you do sat at the right hand of God will tell you that it's talking about the indwelling, and when you see heaven there, it's talking about the spiritual reality. Hallelujah. So he was talking about, he is the same thing, he shall be, I mean, teaching them to obey all that I have commanded, and lo, I am with you. That is the I am with you. Come and follow me. It will come alive soon. Amen? Glory to God. He will receive up into heaven, amen. Saturday right time, amen. He will receive up into heaven and Saturday right time of God. He said, and they went forth and preached everywhere with what? With the Lord walking with and confirming the word with signs following. Is that the received up into heaven and Saturday right time of God? That is what it is. Hope you're following me. Amen. Glory to God. John 20:22. And when he had said these things to them, he breathed on them. Amen. The day I saw that that word
Christian, is not the word emphasis. And the word emphasis, what is talking about is literal breathing of. You know, like some of them just come to say, everybody go, everybody go. Or breathe. No, don't breathe. Breathe that word emphasis. And the word you would find for Genesis 2, and God breathed into man became a living being. How would that happen? You read Genesis, Ezekiel chapter 6, you discover it's the prophet. That was what Jesus did, was teaching the world.
Doctor, right?
I suffer these things every time for you guys. Let's talk about this every time for you guys. When you are the only one sitting on this, by the chair, is this the only one in IT? So you should have it first.
Is don't shorthand for Jesus taught them. What are you following? I will John shorthand. So he breathed on them and said, receive the Holy Ghost. So that will be a 40 days teaching summarized as he breathed on them. That is what Luke will say, he opened his understanding. Hope you are saying that. You can see that link. So Luke will say he opened his understanding. If you see the reaction of those two on their way to Emmaus in verses 32-33, they said, these are hearts born within us. You see that? That will be the same expression. You see that? He breathed on them. This is right? He breathed on them and there was instruction. Right? The same thing that happened in Luke. After you put in the understanding, he called them, you shall be witnesses of me. Okay, hallelujah. Amen? So they received the instruction. So in John you find the same expression too. Hallelujah. You find the same expression. And he said, whosoever sins you forgive are forgiven, and whosoever you remit are remitted. Hallelujah. So we said this will be Jesus' instructions, right? Hallelujah. And from what we read earlier, Luke showed us Jesus taught from the scriptures. He taught from Matthew down to Malachi. Hallelujah. From the Old Testament books. Meaning, Jesus' Bible was the Pattimine books. Hope you're following me. The Old Testament books. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So that implies that these instructions will be instructions of scriptures. And for what we've been looking at the past few days or past few sessions, something should be clear to you that Jesus had to restrict his explanation of God to the 39 books. Very fundamental. He will do that because he's the Christos too. Hallelujah. Because that is the job of the prophet. Hope you're following me. Amen? Amen? Hallelujah. So Jesus restrict his knowledge of God, or makes us see that our knowledge of God shouldn't be outside the 39 books. In our world today, shouldn't be outside the scriptures, Genesis down to Revelation, right? Matthew down to Revelation is interpreting Genesis down to Malachi. Hope you get that. Hallelujah. Or you can put there will be analysis of Genesis down to Malachi. That's what I said. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So being a good disciple, as I've taught you, is the disciples have to do the same, because what makes you a good disciple is your ability to follow and do the same things the same way. A good disciple of Scripture, a good student of Scripture, is one who follows. A disciple, a matiti, from the word mantano, is one that follows. And you, in fact, you follow to a point that you are, the way you act and the way you do will not be differentiated from your master. How are you following me? It will be hard for you to be differentiated from your master. Remember Jesus? I mean, remember the apostles? The Bible says they wondered, right? Who they were? Oh, they took more than he had been with Jesus. Why? Because of how they preached. How are you following me? Because of how they preached. These guys are learned. When they say they're unlearned, I have to correct someone. I can't remember the person. But I told you that when they say unlearned, he wasn't referring to the fact that they never went to school. Amen? I corrected someone one time that said Jesus, quoting, was really John, and he said Jesus never went to school. That he developed capacity in the place of the Holy Ghost. So why was he running out there that a believer doesn't need to go to school? You shouldn't be stupid. Hallelujah. I said, there are a whole lot of things that happened in Jesus' life that those guys did not write about. Did Jesus sweat it? Did Jesus sweat? Did Jesus urinate it? Did he? He did. Well, amen. Oh, they told us he was hungry, so we saw that too, right? Glory to God. Okay, follow me. So, can you talk about whether he went to school or not? So why are you bringing that? I said, no, he was unlearned. He was not skilled. I will look at the word. That word then, using that John, is the word mantano. And then what is the word used for a disciple? So that means, what they were saying is, they've not found Jesus among their scholars. Because for him to explain scripture the way he did, he was, who's this guy's rabbi? Who are you following? He's not school. So, they say, how come he's lettered in scriptures like this? Who are you following? Amen? So, we're not talking about a secular school. No. They were referring to, they couldn't, like, Paul would say he learned at the feet of who? Gamaliel. Hallelujah. So, he wasn't referring to whether Jesus went to secondary school or primary school. Stop saying that. We're not looking for certificates here. You know what I mean? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Not in his business. Glory to God. No such thing also. So, the same thing too. If you watch the same accusation they had against the disciples, they said they were not learned. Now, when they said they were not learned, be careful to look out for what they were talking about. Oh, they said, they took note that they've been with Jesus. What do you think that was referring to? They took note that they were doing, we can't trace them to any of our rabbis. Right? Which school of ministry they go, those are Jesus' disciples, that's rabbi. Did you see that? Amen? You're talking about books. No. Amen? So don't bring out what they were talking about. Amen? Amen? You're not talking about books because talk about some quality. But Peter wrote scripture. He taught scripture. How will he teach when he's not learned? Matthew was a tax collector. He just woke up and he was given the bad tax collector. Stop saying nonsense. Amen. Don't join people to say nonsense that they say. Hallelujah. So don't bring out those things. So what makes you a good disciple is to do the same thing you've seen from your master. What are you telling me? You preach like him and you do the same thing. Something that's going to come out beautifully shortly. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So in the apostles, we'll find the same thing. You find it in the apostles' sermon. We did a bit of that study a time ago during one of our believers' conversion. We saw how they taught from where? Moses, right? Beginning at Moses. That will come shortly again. Hallelujah. They taught from Moses. So, very important. Look at verse 20 of Matthew 28. It says, teaching them to observe. what I have commanded you. So when he uses the word observe, that word observe, remember that word observe doesn't just have to do with looking, right? It includes looking at it closely, and also in looking at it closely, you are involved in an activity, right? So we say the word observe is an action word. It's not just passive, I'm looking. No, you observe by doing, right? So, okay, follow me. Teach them to observe what I've commanded you. So how would they observe it? By doing it. They will follow by doing it. Okay, follow me. So that said, if they will observe by doing, that means that observe by doing will also carry the weight of following the patterns in which Jesus explained scriptures. That observe. Teach them to observe what I've commanded you. Now, it will include, what I've commanded you will include how I have thought, right? How I have thought, the way I thought. So it will include both the didache, the didaskalia, the didache. Hope you're following that, right? Hallelujah. Teaching them the didasco, you have the didache and the didaskalia. Look, just like in Acts 2:42, the 3,000 that God saved, the Bible says they continued steadfastly. Did you see that? Continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine. That is the word didache. They continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine. So that would be the apostles' mode of interpreting scriptures. That shows you, if they will continue that way, it means that there is a how scripture is interpreted. There is a how scripture is and should be interpreted. All right. How will the apostles, when you call it the apostles' doctrine, the apostles' doctrine will be the doctrine of Christ. Right? It will be the doctrine of Christ. So the question will now mean, what was the apostles' doctrine? The apostles will follow the same doctrine as Christ. So that means what the apostles will teach, they will teach the scriptures, right? They will, when they teach about Christ, the Christos, they will not talk about the Christos as a mere story. No. Okay, follow me. The story of Jesus is not a mere story. It's not Passion of the Christ. Amen. Someone was arguing with me one time and said, see, there was drama in the days of Jesus. There was drama. Drama. There was drama in Jesus didn't say go and preach with drama. No. He didn't go and tell them about true drama. No. He uses the same word that was used in the Old Testament books. That is the word he uses the word keruso euangelion. Keruso euangelion. For where you have the word in the Hebrew gospel. Amen? Glory to God. Okay, follow me. Keruso euangelion. Preach the gospel. In the Hebrew, that is the word basar. Basar means to announce, or is used for the messenger and his message. This is that. So used for how you announce the victory at the war or in the warfare, right? It's used for victory, how you announce it. So it includes both how it is done, by announcing, by publishing. That's what it means. Okay, follow me. See, so it's not drama. Drama is not included in the didache. No, announcing. Also have, don't worry, we'll look at all that in subsequent teaching. Hallelujah. So what the disciples were writing were not mere stories. They're not mere stories. Someone said, I watched the Passion of the Christ. Oh, I wept. And they were flogging Jesus. Yeah, yeah. Did you get saved after it? Amen. That'd be funny. That'd be funny there. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The Passion of the Christ. Jesus' story. Jesus' story. No! They didn't give it as Jesus' story. Okay, follow me. It was not a mere story. Remember, they were not the only ones that had the story of Jesus. Amen? Somebody tried arguing this with me a time ago. But they were not the only ones. It's clear in scriptures. People had the story of Jesus in their world. And they told Jesus' story like a gist. They told Jesus' story like a king. But Jesus' story, what happened, the lifestyle of Jesus wasn't supposed to be a Jesus. It wasn't supposed to be a tales by moonlight. Okay, follow me. No, it wasn't supposed to be that. Glory to God. The life of Jesus is actually scripture fulfilled. We'll get into that shortly. So there are people who have the story of Jesus. Hallelujah. Look at Mark 1 verse 28. Mark 1 verse 28 quickly. Let's see this. Mark 1, are you there? Look at verse 28. Jesus was done doing miracles. Casting out unclean spirits. In verse 26, 27. Look at verse 28. He said, and immediately his fame spread what? Abroad. Throughout all the region about Galilee. Did you see that? Okay, follow me. Throughout all the region around Galilee. He was in Galilee. You know what? Something that will come alive in our subsequent teaching. Jesus started his ministry in Galilee. Galilee is what you call, is what is called Galilee of the Nations. Galilee of the Nations. That is to say, people from different, Galilee is just like a Lagos, where you have different tribes, right? I don't want to use that word no man's land, because it's someone's land. Right? But you have different nations. In Galilee, you have the Nazarenes, you have the Jews, you have the Gentiles, they all stay in Nazareth. In Galilee. So Jesus started his ministry where? In Galilee. Amen? Amen? Glory to God. The Galilee of the Nations. So in Galilee, what happened? His fame went abroad. That means people began to talk about him. Okay, follow me. People began to talk about him. See, the disciples are not the only one that had Jesus' gist. Let me have it that way. In their world, it was on Istanbul. It was on Telegram. It was on Instagram. Snapchat. TikTok. This that guy. So now I thought you say Bros J. I said, you're not well. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But even though they had this story in their world, Jesus told them severally to tell no one about his miracles. He told them to tell no one about his miracles. It was for a reason. In Mark 3 verse 12, he told them, tell no one. After a miracle, he said, tell no one. In Matthew 8, 4, to the lepers, he told them, tell no one. In Mark 5, 43, the same thing he repeated, tell no one. In Mark 7, verse 36, let's hear it. Mark 7, 36. Mark 7, 36. And he charged them, and that they should tell no one. But the more he charged them, so more a great deal, they published it. Did you see that? They spoke about it. He said, tell no one. And they spoke more about it. Why? Why would he tell them, tell no one? We're going to see that shortly. Hallelujah. Why would he tell them, tell no one? He says that to them because there is a how he wants his story to be told. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. His news was abroad, was everywhere. But he wanted the way his story should be told. Hallelujah. And that is why we're coming to this shortly. But if you look at how John opens this account, he makes you see that Jesus is God. The Word became flesh and dwelt amongst us. So that means how Jesus' story should be told throughout scriptures. That is what you should be told from Genesis down to Malachi. We're going to see that shortly. Hallelujah. So he tells them, do not tell anyone. Because his story shouldn't be told like that. Hallelujah. Amen. So what did he do to them within the 40 days? He taught them and opened their eyes that they might comprehend the scriptures. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So therefore, when he opened their eyes, what did they see? When he opened their eyes, they now saw through scripture. Look, he put it this way. He said, and he opened his ear, understanding that they might comprehend. Sunyami. You know, we just talking about Sunyami on Sunday. Sunyami, that is, they can now read scriptures together. Hallelujah. They can now read scriptures all together. They can now see with the eyes of scripture, Genesis down to Malachi. And we read it in the life and person of Jesus. Okay, follow me. Glory to God. They could not see it in the life of the Lord Jesus. That is why when John was to write, you remember in John 2, in the temple, when Jesus said, destroy this temple, when he was speaking to them, they didn't know he was talking about the temple of his body. Hallelujah. They didn't know he was talking about the temple of his body. But in the resurrection, the Bible says, they now knew. Oh, it was your body you were talking about. That is it. They cannot read it throughout scriptures. Right? Hallelujah. That is how his story should be told. So that means the four gospels is not a mere story. No. The four gospels, no matter what we read, four gospels, that's the story of Jesus' story. Someone said, your four gospels is about Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection. Come on, stop saying that. Hallelujah. This is about Jesus' death, burial, resurrection. Stop saying that. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. It's beyond that. It's beyond the story of death, burial, resurrection. It is inclusive, but it's more than it. Hallelujah. It's more than it. Why did I say it's more than it? Which scriptures? Matthew dedicated 3 chapters to Jesus' death, burial, resurrection. 26, 27, 28. Mark did the same thing. For Mark chapter 14, 15, 16. Right? To what? He dedicated it to the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. Luke did the same thing. Luke 23, 24. 2 chapters to the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. John, 1 John chapter, that should be John 18, 19, 20, 21. Right? So this burial, death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. So that means the four gospels, as we put it, is not just the story, or not just Jesus' story of his death, burial, and resurrection. No. The four gospels in itself is revelation. The four gospels in itself carries the weight, as we're going to see, carries the weight of Genesis to Malachi, explained in the life and person of Jesus. That is why Matthew, at several points, will say that it might be fulfilled. Because now, why does he say it might be fulfilled? He's reading the scriptures into the life and person of Jesus fulfilled. Hope you are following me. Hallelujah. So, question will not be, were they writing in the Old Testament book concerning Jesus? Were they writing and saying, we are writing about Jesus all the time? No. Okay, but you're not writing about Jesus all the time. Okay, follow this. But you know what? Just the same way I taught you that there's an extended audience, right? Right? They were writing to their immediate world, right? But God's word is eternal. Is eternal. So God knows, right? God knows you guys are writing concerning this now, but he knows. God knows, right? The Spirit of God knows that it's going to go beyond that audience. The same way today, we can read the scriptures and we can read our world. We can read the scripture and apply it in our world. Right? Right? Glory to God. That is the same thing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Jesus was born, and what did Matthew say? I mean, Matthew reveals it. You know, Jesus being born, remember John. Okay, we're going to get this. Get there in our subsequent teaching, but I just want to bring it up for you to see. John will write and say, Jesus is God, the Word became flesh, God became a man, right? That is John. It's only John that said it, no. Matthew said it. Hallelujah. What did Matthew say? Is that his name will be called Emmanuel, right? Right? Matthew recorded that conversation. His name will be Emmanuel. That is Isaiah. Isaiah. Was Isaiah writing about Jesus when he spoke about Emmanuel? No. But Emmanuel will be, God will be with us. Right? So, Jesus is a fulfillment of that it might be fulfilled. Right? Jesus is that fulfillment. But it happened in the days of Isaiah. Yes. A child was born called that his name is Emmanuel, to show that God will be with them. It's like a shorty, God shorty. His child will be born, his name will be Emmanuel. With that will be a sign that God will do this in their world, right? But now Jesus comes on the scene, and that prophecy still remains validated in the days of Jesus. Hallelujah! It was not his personal name. Okay, following this. Okay, following that. Glory to God. So that means what he has done for us is to make you see that the life, the incarnation carries the same weight or carries his revelation one, it carries the weight of Genesis to Malachi fulfilled in the life and person of Jesus. That is what they did for you to see. And that is why in Matthew 1, look at how Matthew opened it. Hallelujah. I hope you're following me. Hallelujah. Look at Matthew 1. Look at how Matthew opens it. He opens it for you to know that he's writing from the Genesis. Look at what he says. He says, in the book of the genealogy, he uses the word genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Did you see that? The book of the genealogy. When he uses the word genealogy, is that Greek word from the Hebrew word Genesis? So what is he saying to you? That's the Hebrew word. Doesn't have the word Genesis, the beginning. So he's telling you that what I'm writing from is from the Genesis. What about me? So the use of that word genealogy will take your mind back to the Genesis. He says, in the Genesis, he calls the Genesis of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Okay, follow me. He calls the Genesis of Jesus. Okay, follow me. Look at Mark 1. Mark opens it the same way. Something that is very important and vital for you to see. Mark did the same thing. Mark said, in the beginning of the gospel of Jesus, the son of God. He employs the same word, the beginning. Isn't that? Hallelujah. So when he uses the word beginning, your mind goes again to Genesis. Beginning arche in the Greek. That is where you have the word in the Hebrew, bereshit. Okay, follow me. Bereshit, reshit, and bereshit. Okay, follow me. Beginning. He tells you this is the beginning in Genesis 1. In the beginning. Okay, follow me. So he's telling you what I'm writing about. It's not a man's story. It is scripture fulfilled from Genesis. Okay, follow me. Look at Luke. Look at Luke closely. Luke chapter 1. He writes and says, for as much as men have set in hand, as far as men have taken in hand to set forth the order, a declaration of those things which are surely believed amongst us. He says, even as they deliver them unto us, which from the beginning, did you see that? Were eyewitnesses and ministers of the word. I said, it seems good to me, having had perfect understanding of these things from the very first, to write in order, most excellent Theophilus. Theophilus was a Gentile audience. So he tells them, writing to a Gentile audience, and he goes back to the beginning. So who in the beginning were eyewitnesses? Hope you're following that. Hallelujah. Look at John. Look at John. John 1. John went, he just said, in the beginning, did you see that? Arche. In the beginning, Bereshit was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Or the Word is God. Hallelujah. Or you put God is the Word. When you use the word, in the beginning was the Word, your mind goes back again to Genesis. Right? He goes back again to Genesis. Glory to God. Goes to the Genesis. When you see the word of God, hallelujah, hallelujah, glory, glory, glory. So that means they write for you to see that what they were writing of will be from the Genesis. It will be scripture fulfilled, and they will take you back again to Genesis. That is the word Bereshit, beginning. Bereshit is used for a beginning. It is for a new beginning, like a restart, a renewed beginning, a new beginning. Hallelujah. And what, if you get back to Genesis 1:1, what do you have in a new beginning? Heaven and the earth. Are you following me? What do you have in a new beginning? Heaven and the earth. So that means, the Genesis will imply the new beginning, the new birth, heaven and the earth. Right? Heaven and the earth. We put heaven in all the earth. The spirit, and we hear heaven and the earth. Come on. Two things you have to see. We hear the word heaven and the earth. Quickly. Heaven and the earth. You'll find that will be union. Right? That will be union. The spiritual or the marriage. The marriage. Let me put it like that. The marriage. Glory to God. Hope you're following me. Glory to God. The new birth. The heavens in all the earth. In all the earth. So, something that will come out shortly for us to see. Okay, let me just follow my notes. In verse 3, the light will be the work of the Spirit, right? We said this last week, right? The light will be the work of the Spirit. Just like, and in verse 2, or the light will be the work of the Spirit in verse 2. What is this? What is that work? The earth was without form and void, right? Right? Is that it? Yeah, so the light will be the work of the Spirit in the earth. The Spirit of God was hovering over the surface of the deep. So, and God said, I am light. You see that? I am light. Okay, so that will be the work of the Spirit in verse 2. Now, let's look at this. Now, when you see what the earth there in verse 2, the earth will be the nations, right? Can we call it the nations? Can we call it the nations? Hallelujah. So, can we say the nations of the top form and void and darkness upon the surface of the deep, right? That will be the nations. So when you get to Matthew 28, where did Jesus send his disciples to? Go into all. And how far did you give to me heaven and earth? He said, go therefore and make disciples of every nation. Did you see that? The work of the Spirit. What am I following you? The work of the Spirit. Very vital. Very vital. In Luke 24, will be witnesses unto me. Look at Luke 24. So that, and I repent of the nation will be preached, verse 47, in its name among all what? Nations, beginning at Jerusalem. Mark 16. Preach the gospel to every creature, going to all the world. Do you see that? And preach the gospel to every creature in the world. So you will see, if you get also to John, but John is not there, he's there, but you didn't see it. Amen, he's there. Glory to God. But not for today. Okay. Go. Hallelujah. So, how is he there in John? Okay, let's get to John. Let's see in John. Yeah? John 20. Look at John 20 verse 23. It is. And so whosoever sees here me, God, you use the word whosoever. John wants to explain that you see what Jesus has spoken about when he said whosoever. In John 3:16 he said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him. You see that? So the whosoever, is it the nation? Is it the world? Exactly. He's there. Hallelujah. He's just there for you to see. Glory to God. Glory to God. So you will see the nations. God's tax in all the earth is in the nations. Hallelujah. He's everywhere. Hallelujah. He's in the nations of the earth. Everywhere. Every man is included under God's plan. Every man. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So when a man believes, he accepts God's plan and purpose for his life. Glory to God. Let's go ahead a bit. So, come on. So, let's see something. So, the nations, when you use the word nations, you will find the nations in Moses. You will find it in the Genesis, right? You will find the nations in the Genesis. You will find that is God's tax in all the earth, all through the Genesis. Well, we should look at that shortly. I mean, sometime. Very soon. Yes. Yeah. Are we having a family that is every year? Are we? Yeah? Really? I said, did I tell a family that we have every year? That's why we have to. Okay. Okay, let's go ahead. So, we find the nations in Genesis, right? And in the Exodus, we find the nations. Hallelujah. When you see that it's God's task. You know, he said the glory of the Lord in Numbers 14 is the earth will be filled with his glory, the earth. Is it the nations? It's the nations. Is it the earth in Genesis 2? Exactly. The earth will be filled with his glory. Is that the heavens and the earth? Exactly. Okay, believe me. That is it. Glory to God. You also find in Moses, Moses will appoint 70 elders. 70 elders. The 70 elders will be a motive in scriptures. Will be used symbolically by Moses. 70 will be because in the days of Moses there were 70 nations. So Moses will choose 70 elders to show God's task in all the earth. Right? So the 70 will represent, Moses represented the 70 elders with the 70 nations. Because he knows God's plan and purpose is in all the earth. So he represented with 70. They were born specifically. Hallelujah. You have 12 tribes. When you hear 12, it's referring to Israel. When you hear 70, 70 is referring to the nations. Hallelujah. So when he appointed 70, he used that symbolically to say, God's task in all the earth will be what? Well, I mean, God's task will be in all the earth. Sorry. Hallelujah. And those 70 were the ones that prophesied. So that means God's task, he said, would that all his children are prophets. Where? In all the earth. Who are following that? Where? In all the earth. Who are following me here? Who are following me? Is in all the earth. So that will be God's task. So when you hear in the synoptic, if you hear ends of the earth, like you find in Acts of Apostles, say to the uttermost part of the earth, to the ends of the earth, when you hear the word ends of the earth, it will be speaking about the nation. Hallelujah. Are you following me? Hallelujah. So, very important. So when Jesus used all that those words, nations, world, you read Genesis unto me, Jerusalem, Judea, and to Samaria, to the uttermost part of the earth, the narrative will be Genesis. Right? That instruction will be instruction in Genesis down to Malachi. You'll find it there also. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Very vital that you don't miss that. Remember, we said last time, that I am light in Genesis 1-2 will be the indwelling, right? You said it, that will be the indwelling. That will be Jesus' use of word, I am with you. That will be the indwelling, right? That will be the indwelling. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we said that will be the leading of the Spirit. How? When you get to Romans 8, when Paul says, men that are led by the Spirit, now he shows you that the new birth, what Paul is saying there is that the new birth is leading. Where is he getting that narrative from? Or should I put, where is he reading from? You have to go back to the Genesis to see that. Hallelujah. Well, where will you study the Genesis? We saw all that last week, right? Get to get last week's message. You saw all that last week. That means you will find that narrative from Genesis. The man in his image, right? After his likeness. So, where will he put the man? In the garden. Hallelujah. That will be the leading. Okay, follow me. He put him in, that will be the leading. So, a rejection of God's plan will be away from God's sacred place. Okay, follow me. Look at Genesis 4. Let's say that. Away from God's place. Look at Genesis 4. I like how the writer uses it. He used the word earth for multiplicity of things. Look at it. Genesis 4. Okay, verse 11. He said, now thou hast cast me from the earth, which hath opened her mouth to receive thy brother's blood from thy hand. Now thou hast cast from the earth. Therefore thou hast left the ground. Look at verses 13. And Cain said unto the Lord, my punishment is greater than I can bear. Do you see that? Now he says, verse 14, behold, thou hast driven me out this day from thy face. From the face of the earth. Let's see what he calls the face of the earth. You know what he says? The face of the earth. Ah, it looks as if God is chasing out of the world. No, you will miss it. Amen? Remember, scriptures, I love what Pastor Shebu said. He said, I'm going to say that to you, but he said, words find their meaning in their sentence. Translation is not actually, the meaning of a word is not derived from the word. The meaning of the word is derived from how it is used. For example, somebody tells you, you went to meet your boss, and your boss says, give me a cup of tea. And you come in and you present the tea. There was a cup of tea. And you look at the tea and say, sir, this is your cup of tea. Right? Right? Imagine somebody is passing by. Let's say Sister Simi is passing by. And he didn't know that there was a conversation before now. And maybe you are sitting there and you drop the tea. And she's passing by and she didn't know that there was a tea there. And what she heard is, sir, that is your cup of tea. You know, that is two different things. That is your cup of tea. You don't say that to your boss. Except you have another job. Right? But God bless you. Make sure there is a tea you are showing inside. That is your cup of tea. Right? Right? Aha. You know, for example, you got tea for your boss. And you drop it. And he's not talking. The other part, you've not sent it to Ghanaian Nigeria Limited. I said, sir, sorry, sir, that is your cup of tea. You must be pointing at that tea to tell him, sir, that is your cup of tea. Right? If not, you say, sir, Ghanaian, sir, that is your cup of tea. Ah, you are gone. Yeah? You must say, oh, sorry, sir, that is your cup of tea. Yeah? Point at it to her. Yeah,
you can tell him, sir, your cup of tea, but you can't your cup of tea.
That's the sense. Glory to God. Glory, glory, glory. Yeah, so, you know, so the meaning of cup of tea has dual meaning now, right? So you have to look at it in that sentence, in the context that I'm saying it from, right? Hallelujah. So those are some of the things you have to understand when it comes to Bible translation. Okay, my guys, you guys are hearing me. Hallelujah. Let's go ahead a bit. Okay. Where are we? Yes, right? And look at what he calls the earth. He says, you have driven me away from the earth. So, someone that is just reading, like he reading. Lord, you chased him on the corner of the earth. That means God has chased him out of all the nations. So where is the outer space? He's going to Mercury. Or he's going to Jupiter. God has sent him out of planet Earth. No, don't say nonsense. Amen? Amen? Okay. So let's see what it is. You know, somebody can pick one rhema from here. God sent Cain to Jupiter. Out of space. So the first man to go out of space is Cain. But God said, has driven out of the earth. You have just scattered all the theology scriptures. Hope you know that. That's nonsense. Don't say that. Now let's see that. And from thy, now look at what he calls the earth. He said, and from thy space shall I be he. And I shall be a fugitive and a vagabond in the earth. And it shall come to my every one that findeth me shall slay me. Now, look at verse 16. And Cain went out. Now look at what he calls the earth in verse 16. And then Cain went out from the presence of the Lord. Did you see that? He went out. That is the earth. Did you see that? He went out from the presence of the Lord. Okay, follow me. He went out, and where did he go to? Look at your Bible. Where did he go to? The land of Nod. Is Nod in outer space? Where? East of? So he went out of the presence of the Lord. So that means, I told someone one time, I said, Cain and Abel were in Eden. They are. If I say that in case of no eastward of Eden. So the presence of is because Eden was used as God's presence. So when Adam and Eve didn't believe, what happened to them? They left God's sacred place. Right? That would be God's Eden. Eden was used as a figure of speech. So they left God's presence away from God's presence. You see that? When a man unbelief is away from God, so that's what Jesus will now call that man stands condemned, perishing. Perishing is away from God's presence, just like Cain, just like Adam and Eve. Did you see that? Okay, follow me. And Moses was writing to the children of Israel to show them the reward for unbelief, away from God's presence. Okay, follow me. Away from God's presence. So that away from God's presence is they are driving me out of the earth. So use the earth for God's presence too. Okay, following me. Okay, following that. Very vital you see that. Hallelujah. So that will be God's sacred place, God's presence, right? So when a man is saved. When a man believes, what happened to the man? He is found in God's presence. Right? He is found where? In God's presence. Why will he be found in God's presence? Because that is God's plan. The man in his image should be in his garden. What about Holy? In his presence. What about Holy? Say to, we saw that last week, right? Abada Shema. To dress and to keep it. That's the work, role of a pastor, a priest. The role of a priest, sorry. Hallelujah. Right? Was that what we said? Right? Was that what we said? The role of a priest. Very important. Okay, let's move fast from that. So that means we'll find the leading in Genesis, right? From Genesis, rather, down to Malachi. We'll find God's leading. Amen. So when you get to, I will show last week how God led Abraham, right? Right? So you find God's leading that way. So that means, we said, when you get to the children of Israel, so when you find, as soon as I led, you have to read it from the Genesis, right? You now find it where? In Exodus. In the Exodus, what happened to them? God led them out of Egypt. Egypt will not be used as the world. Egypt will not be used as darkness. So they came out of Egypt. Right? So the leading of the Spirit will be out of Egypt. And we saw how God led them. He was with them as a pillar of cloud and a pillar of fire. Right? Pillar of cloud in the day, pillar of fire at night. He was with them. He led them out. Do you get me? And he led them out and brought them to the wilderness. The wilderness is still, I said, the wilderness will not be used as our walk in the world. Right? Our interaction with the world. And how, what do they receive? What did they receive? They receive rebuke, correction, instructions, right? Because of their unbelief, so they had, so the writers of the epistles and the synoptics, including Jesus, when he used to talk to us, when Jesus used to teach us, when the writers of the epistles, rather, were to write about the leading of the Spirit, right? Walking in the Spirit, rather, they will get their narrative from where? Walking in the Spirit, they will get it from the wilderness experience. How? Those instructions, those rebukes that they received were the walking in the Spirit, but they walked in the flesh. Hope you are following that. Right? We saw all that last week, right? So the walking in the Spirit, the dynamic will be gotten from them. Very vital that you see. So we said, even while they were in the wilderness, right? God was with them. Right? God was with them. God was with them. So that means for us today, because of the Spirit of God that is in us, we receive God's leading, right? Right? And God always leads us. I want to get a bit to some things that might strike you. See, I've said this before. See, a Christian. And I'm not in any way trying to promote unruly attitude or carnal believers, no. But even in your most carnal state, you have the leading of the Spirit. God doesn't stop leading. God doesn't stop. I heard someone said one time to me, someone that had been in ministry, left after a while, and then she called and said, "I don't know what's happening to me. I feel I'm far from God. I feel God is far from me. I think God is not far from me. The one that went far from me is in you, because he has never left you there." So no, sir, you don't understand. You know that act, that simple act of worship. I said, so it's that act of worship. I don't seem to have that connection. I think God is far from me. I just want to reignite that passion. I want God to. Oh no, I said, God is in you. It's just that several things are taking your mind off, but God is in you. Amen? God still leads you. How do I follow you? God still leads you. Glory to God. Amen? 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 Aha. Even though, I don't want to blame you. I don't want to have problems. Your most carnal state. You have the leading of the Spirit. You're asking me, sir, some people are going to get Everybody has no showmark these days. But I was told they have exclusive vein on showmark. There is not a vein, there is a thing checked. I'm not going to do showmark next month. I will spoil their paru. Amen. You are very simple. I'm waiting for you. You are really good. Come on. Come on. Come on.
It's child of God. Believe us. Believe us.
Senator, could not do BD, they will sleep 10 hours. Look up and be singing, Hallelujah is an heavenly language.
Oh, they will be singing.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Remember one time we invited somebody, we were praying. We're having BD, pray BD. We're praying. Pray. I saw the brethren. They went somewhere. You know, as your pastor, I had to know what happened. So as I got close, they were singing songs. Men are praying. Oh Lord my God, I can't forget that song. When I'm in all someone.
Jesus.
They were just resting on top of keke. Men are free. Guys. Hallelujah. That was the last time I saw them for prayer meeting. Amen. I was in a couple of days time. We'll be having the gym. We're going to be praying for something. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Come on, single Lord my God. You know, but people are already rusting and they can't do all night again. They've not been doing it since GPR. They're already rusting. Let's pray though. We are here because this is all we need. Now we're holding a catch. Oh, there will be no chair. Nothing. There will be empty. Nobody will rest on anymore. Hallelujah. You revive that thing again. Who's waiting for next GPR? I just been thanking God. Thank God, Pastor Wisdom. Pastor Garba has not said the G. If you catch it. I was in Pastor Garba's house during prayer meeting, so we were resting on the wall. I was just laughing. You guys don't know. A lot of people will sleep and pray. And don't make me catch it. Hallelujah. Amen. I suggest you begin to have your prayer with this partner. Hallelujah. Amen. All through the month of October, every Friday, we're having general vigil. All through. And we'll have vigils on Friday. By 10 on Saturday, we are out. Trust me. It'll be marathon. We're starting, first of all, from... wait for announcement. Let me not jump the gun. So now we have a lot of things. So I will give all the announcement together. So we get you prepared. So I've just given you a prep to the G's. So you begin to, this month, to give your G's. Hallelujah. He always leads us. So we ought to know. Now I say, we don't lack the leading. See, thank you, but we don't lack it. But you know what? Eh? There's always that point, yeah? How can I know which is the leading? And that question often is asked by a mind that is beclouded. That question of how do I recognize the leading is a mind that is beclouded, a mind that is not given, that is not being taught thoroughly or taught consistently. A mind that means consistently I must feed my mind. You don't wait until you want to take a decision before you begin to listen to message on leading. No! Okay, well, some people don't want to take decisions. Should I take the job? Should I not take the job? And I'll say, You can listen to pastor message on leading. Leading and perception. Leading and this. See, you are learning to shoot a gun in the war front. Who are following me? Eh? You are like the man that went to play lottery. Lottery. Or, is it lottery or lotto? And then got Canadian visa. I say, sir, is the Spirit of God leading me to go? When you are going to play, you know what? Now you have gotten it. You want to cover your pastor. It's not like that. Amen? The leadership is what you must constantly and consistently remind yourself of. So that is your mind. Remember we said the mind is that central point.
Right?
Is that what we said? We said the mind is that central point. So we have, and that means where the leading is in the spirit. So, how do I receive the leading in my mind? What about you? The place the leading is received is in the mind. Remember, I did not say the way the leading is followed is in the mind. No, it's received in the mind. You can receive the leading in your mind and you don't follow it. It's something we will get to. That I say is a long story. So the place the leading is received is in the mind. So the mind becomes that central point. And from the spirit, remember when you hear from the spirit, you know the leading is in the spirit, right? So information from the spirit flows to the mind as what? Revelation. So how do I get information from the spirit? We said last time, information from the spirit comes from the written word, right? Right? Comes from my pastor, also from my spirit. We're going to look at those three. And then we'll then go into some other details. I'm thinking time might not permit me to say some things today, but I'll try. Then I'll ask regards utterance. I'll try and see if I can get to utterance today. And I'll check in and see if I can get there. Hallelujah. But we don't put in utterance yet, but we so I information gets okay. We are utterance. But we'll talk about it. Amen? Amen? So if you could remember when we started this series, I told us that we'll be looking at it from different angles, recognizing, following, or recognizing first. We'll now look at how to permit me to use this word, authenticate it. So it's like witnessing to it, a witness to the leading, and then we'll now look at how to follow. So that's why I say it's more of a longer series. Hallelujah. I will see how to clear and replace. Okay, replace. Amen. So recognizing it, right? So we said the information flows from the spirit in and out, right? So information from the spirit is called revelation to the mind, right? So we said, how does information flow from the spirit? We said we can have that information flow via the written word. Did we say that? Via the written word. Via the written word. So that means the written word becomes, and we told us that the written word and the spirit agree, right? So that means you can't hear from the spirit that contradicts the written word. Neither can you read from the written word that contradicts the spirit. Amen? Because God's leading primarily will be towards God's path in the earth. Amen. Okay, follow me. God's leading is towards God's path in the earth. You can have a job that is paying 500k. And you also have another job that is 200k. And God's leading might be to go for the one for 200k. They both say, doesn't God want me? Don't you see economy? No, God doesn't look at the economy. I heard one yesterday. Pastor Shebu said, God is not Aboki Forex. He's not Aboki FX. And that is true. God is not Aboki FX. So why are you praying to him? God, look at dollar and naira. God is not Aboki FX. Yes, that is. I can't see what is happening in the economy. No. God is interested. See, God's leading is primarily towards where? His tax in the earth. Amen. Amen. I told somebody that, see, that the current job that I have, before I took that job, that was, I had two offers. One was better paying than this. But, you understand me? But when I put it, when I actually followed, the leading of God's will was to take this one. Amen. And that is it. Glory to God. Okay, following me. Just God's leading. Sometimes we have personal ambition. That is why I said, when it comes to the leading of the spirit, we should be flexible. Flexible to follow God's plan. Most times we become so self-willed and so self-ambitious. And it's not good for the leading of the spirit. Amen. Amen. If it is this or next thing, you close your mind to it. It becomes hard for God's spirit to lead you. It becomes very hard. Very hard. Because when I mean very hard, we're going to see a bit of it. But as in, okay, it's not God's spirit to lead you. It becomes very hard for you to recognize God's leading. It becomes very hard because you are self-willed. Because you are self-willed. Right? So don't stay self-willed as a believer on issues that you should listen to God's spirit on. In fact, someone once asked a question, how often should I listen to God's spirit? Is it in everything or just Christian things? That can be stupid. That is a subtle Christian deceit. Listen to God's leading for everything. Even things that you know how to do, personally. I do not just to carry bucket. Go like this, go like this, go like this. Pour it inside back. See. as mechanical as it has become to you, some of us, it's our job routine. Go to office, do call plan, just go out, do this, come back, do come and why you have it, God to me, I know how to do it, I know. You need, as a child of God, you need to. Amen? Amen? You need to, not put like this, you need to expose everything, your whole total being to God's living. Your whole, because, you know, your life is sold out for the gospel. Okay, follow me. Because your life is sold out for the gospel, you must recognize that. You must recognize it. Okay, follow me. Must recognize it. And I told you something else. I said, the fact that it's God's living doesn't mean it will always end up with I don't want to use the word. It doesn't mean that you end up with, you know what that means. It's actually victory at last. Amen? It's victory at last because of what would have been done. Right? By God's Spirit through you. But in the natural, man, there's going to be all the time you'll be wins. Amen? And a typical example was Paul. Paul went to Jerusalem. And he was caught, beaten, and imprisoned. But it is victory at last. Why? Because that was where he had his highest soul won. Amen? The whole city. But he faced persecution. He thought, in fact, it was in that incarceration that he wrote his most letter. I will not have to that scripture. Did you see the impact of that still this year? What are you following me? It was because of that incarceration I will have the book of Acts. Because of that incarceration. You see what God has worked out into generations and generations and centuries. Right? Because of what? Because of one man's obedience to go down to Jerusalem. What are you following me? What are you following me? So it becomes very vital for us today to understand that about the meaning of God's Spirit. Amen. And don't get careless with, I wanted to enter one bus and God's Spirit told me to enter this bus. Thank God the bus now have accident, anybody now died. Don't be such a word. Don't lie, don't be testimony. Just thank God for yourself. Don't go ahead and start talking nonsense. Do you understand? Yeah? Don't go ahead and start talking nonsense.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
We'll get to that. We'll get to the inward witness. I want to get to the inward witness towards the, not necessarily towards the end of, before we start talking about following, how to follow the inward witness, following the leading of the Spirit. Just around towards that side. But we're not yet there. I hope to get there soon. Amen. Amen. So, we said, you also recognize it. So your pastor's voice too is the voice of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Your pastor's voice is the voice of the Spirit. Your pastor's voice, your pastor's words. Pastor's voice is God's Spirit speaking to you.
Very, very vital. Hallelujah. What are you hearing me?
So I wrote something. I said, listen to your pastor.
Listen to your pastor. And if you don't listen to your pastor, even if God stands in front of you with a red hat, you don't still listen.
If you don't listen to your pastor, even if God stands in front of you with a red hat, I like that red hat because I've heard Bro Higgins use that word red hat. Even if God walks down the street on a red hat, a lot of people wouldn't recognize him. Even if God stands in front of you with a red hat, you wouldn't even listen to him and talk to you. Amen. So your pastor is God's voice to you, over you. Amen. Amen. So most times, I had a story about a sister who was planning to travel out to one of these Asia countries. I guess it was Thailand or thereabout, because the guy promised her good life, good job. I exactly there, a good job. I've gotten a job for you. And you know what? See, listen to me. And you know what? This lady didn't consult her pastor. She didn't tell anybody. She was just planning. You know when a believer is on a death mission? You know what you call death mission? Death mission. Where you begin to plan things and you are coding it on your pastor. You know, people are like that, they are coding it. They are planning to jatter
that when the Father just woke up and just see you in Canada, say the word walk. Oh, Jesse, Jesse. Say God, the word walk. You now put it on your status, the word at work. I remember one of my first ministry, word at work ministry. Word at work. Yeah. You're jatter. So you're coding from your pastor. But you know what? Your pastor might not know, but God's spirit knows. So most times then, around that period, you begin to hear, maybe your pastor is talking and he's telling you, pray more. Right? You get instruction from God's spirit. But because you shielded your mind, that I don't want to hear any of that thing, I'm coding it. So your mind is like a self-willed man. So even if you come to church and that's the pure power of Father teaching on adventures in prayer, to pray! After the message, you say, yeah, I'll pray. Let this one work, I'll pray in Canada. That is God's leading to you. You don't get it. Eh? Oh, you want pastor to come and say, oh, I see you. No! In listening to his message, in listening to his words all the time consistently is God's voice to you. And sometimes God will make him amplify something. So this sister was always going to church. But she wasn't listening. I knew the pastor was like, said it, pray, just pray about it again. You know, there's just this pray about it. Pick up bodies in prayer. You know your own, it is not only body. You not even see sand to pick, cover your body. So, pray! I just give time. Like a guy that went to Canada, he was talking to me, you know, these days, I just give thanks. Who last in here? When things are working well, why you know just giving thanks? Because all through in Nigeria, all you were ever praying for is to be in, is to go there. You always pray for the bad road, the nonsense. No, since I left Manu and came to Chelsea, I just do that. That's the kind of news that pisses off. Not because you won Liverpool. They don't have liver right from time. They don't want them. You're not making noise. They are coming up. Destruction and doom. Amen. That's what other people are just relaxing, thinking they are running 9 points. They remain in 9 points for next 2 months. Think it's a joke. Amen. Very good. Not a joke. Let's say 9 points. What is happening? It's God. It's speed in the spirit. Hallelujah. So, you know, go. She now traveled. Nancha, what happened when she traveled? She traveled, and what happened? The lucrative job, was like she was held up as a slave doing farm work. No movement, she's at phone, nothing. Life was miserable for her. Was doing farm work. When she came back to Nigeria, when I met her pastor, I said, sir, I have learned faith. It's not only faith you learn. You have learned how to persevere as a believer. It's not only persevere. When you had the opportunity to listen to God's word, did you listen? You don't listen. Right? You don't listen. Amen? Most times it's when the pastor is teaching. And there are some things he's addressing and that relates to you. Pick it up. Hallelujah. That is your word. And be ready. You know, a man, let me tell you something. A man who is given to prayer, watch those men. They are not self-willed. They are men who are easily used by God's spirit. Amen. When I see a believer who is heady, who is always, this is what I want to do. I know that believer who is not praying. Very simple. Hallelujah. I'm just telling you so that you know, for leaders and pastors that are here. Amen. You know. Glory to God. You will know. Amen. Amen. Some people grow up. I heard another story too about a young girl that wrote writing exams. Was to write an exam and then she missed her paper. I guess. Missed her paper. So her friends have already spoken. Maybe the lady has even prayed before then. Who knows? But, you know, maybe the lady has prayed. A believer has prayed. And The friend, before she arrived, met the lecturer. The lecturer agreed that, okay, we're going to do a makeup exam for her. Codedly. Do you understand? That was a prayer that has worked. Hope you know. And I like that prayer. So immediately she called her pastor and said, see, I missed some people. And the pastor said, you know what? Calm down. You know what? Your pastor tells you, calm down. That is God's leading. You don't know. That is God's leading. You know, Jesus was going to the house of Jairus. There was a distraction. And a news came to Jairus, but that's not the master. The damsel is there. What did Jesus say? Do not doubt, only believe, right? Fear not, only believe. That is the leading of the Spirit. I hope you know that. That is the leading. Imagine Jairus now say, what is that? Nothing would have happened to that girl. She won't come back. Hope you know that. Amen? So, very vital. Very, very vital. That's the pastor telling you, calm down. It's God's leading. Who will be careful to listen to such vital information like, calm down. Don't cry. Like, don't do anything. Just hold. That is God's leading. Be, you know, when I'm for pastors, when you give such instruction like calm down, the person goes ahead. No, that person is not praying. Because you don't need to tell the person, I mean, God is leading me to tell no. How about you? You are doing your role as a pastor. A pastor is a shepherd of the sheep. Your pastor leads the sheep. How about you? Following? So when you just say calm down, even you might not even know when you say calm down, but that is God's leading. So the person should hold on to the pastor says I should calm down. And that calm down and then I just pray in tongues. Not calm down, I shouldn't do anything about it, but just pray in tongues. Right? So, just calm down. Or let's pray about it. You don't know, you just pray. You are not praying. Okay, follow me. So you must be sensitive as a believer. So that guy, so that lady, the pastor said, calm down. Calm down. And when the pastor called, the pastor was trying to call back, she wasn't, her number was on number engaged. Number was engaged also. That point, her number was engaged, she was calling her mother. Your pastor said, calm down. You're calling your mother. Your mother knows the dean of the faculty. I miss my paper, woman. Anxiety. You can't recognize God's leading in anxiety. Who are you following me? You can't. Some people, how do you know you have anxiety or you have a real problem? Some people, when they make up their mind, this is what they want to do. No Jupiter can stop them. No Jupiter. Their mind is there. I must write. Blood changes. No. I've made up my mind. I'm this kind of person. I am sanguine. Don't you sanguine, sardine. I'm melancholy. I just make up my mind. Some people, what is that? They say you are enclosed. What is that one? The phlegmatic. I don't know those things. They were about to teach us in my MBA. I switched because I said, no, I'm not doing. Let me do the one that is calculation. Amen. Intellectual. I said, no, don't worry. No, sanguine. No, it's sanguine. It's sadine. I beg you. Let me say, someone looked at me. He said, you are October born. I said, yes. He said, well, what did he even call me? He said, I'm phlegmatic. I'm phlegmatic. He sound like plague. You know, people like that. The ones that make up my mind that it is Obono. I want to cook. Nothing can change it. It's Obono. It must be Obono. I want to fry yam. You know, people are like that. If it is not, if you give them any other thing, you are not led. It's yam. Sir, there's no yam. Look for the next madam. Sir, there's no yam. Look for the next madam. You say, why? Because that is how I am. If you don't yam, it is not the yam is the leader. I just said for you. I did not call anybody's name. I did not call anybody's name. Amen. So what about Kumi? Say no, Kumi is not. Please, I didn't call anybody's name. Amen. That's how they told them to leave a club. They refused to. They said, I must be there, I must be there. Don't worry. Amen. So very vital. Right? So that's maybe when the pastor was calling back, nobody was calling her mother. Calling her mother, the mother knows this. Mother now quickly called this back. This is not aware. This is not called the lecturer. This does not know what was in the mind of the lecturer. And lecturer does not know what was in the mind of this. Lecturer in his mind has said we will do it codedly, right? This is lecturer now that this is not aware. Yeah? And nobody do anything. This called lecturer. This is not, if I go and tell lecturer to do, maybe lecturer will go and report me to authorities. Ah, everybody just code. And that she had extra year in her final year. Amen. You do the extra year. Because you refuse to calm down. Amen? So following your pastor's voice is very vital. Very vital. Sometimes people come to meet their pastor and say, Pastor, sir, God told me. God told you, what do you want your pastor to do? To become the traitor? No. Don't be stupid. Don't be stupid. You don't go to your pastor and say, God told me. Your pastor is God's voice over you. Why not use something else? Right? I don't go to my pastor, his special pastor, Shekhar Noinga, and say, God told me, no. Oh, no. Amen. Don't worry, we'll deal with that as we progress. Amen. Amen. Yes, sir. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 How about Jesus? What is that word you just said? You are here. Glory to God. Don't worry, we are rounding up. Round up. Okay, no problem. We round up. Hallelujah. We go to your father and say, Pastor, God told me. So I just want to know whether it's God. You say God told you. Pastor should not say it's not God. Koba Adaba. That's who you are. You are not Koba Adaba. You call me to Pastor and then you are what you should use. Amen. Amen. Be wise. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we are led by God's Spirit. Right? Through the written word. We are also led from our spirit. Hallelujah. We are also led from our spirit. And what we need to receive it is our mind. Most of us, we are led by from our spirit. You just have that leading from your spirit. Just have that leading. We're going to look at that. Amen? Have that leading from your spirit. Most times, sometimes may come like a... I'm a kind of trying to explain inward weakness, but not inward weakness now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sometimes you just have that leading inside you, like a voice from within you. to get to do something, or have something done concerning something. Or sometimes you have it like a vision, like a flash, like an open vision, just a flash, just see something. Most are not really complete, just food, maybe a face or something. How many of you have had that before? You just walk in and just see a flash or something. Hallelujah. Great of God, just like a flash. Yeah, it happens. Amen? Amen? I've had that, even I had upwards this morning. I was just like a flash. No, that's when you didn't see anything again. Amen. Very good. Yeah. So most of them will have open visions like that. Sometimes you heard the voice. Like you heard the voice. Sometimes literally you just hear a voice. Nobody is talking, but you heard a voice. Amen? You heard a voice. Sometimes that voice can just be from inside. Amen. So some people now start having this uncertainty. Is it God or is it my mind? Some people have that uncertainty sometimes. Is it God or is it my mind? You know, most times those questions of, remember I told you when God speaks to you, he's absolute. God's voice is absolute. God doesn't speak to you in figures. God's voice is absolute. You would know. You would know. And most times when you not start having, is it God or is it not God? First of all, I've told you, when there is that uncertainty, it's not God. Are you following me? When there's that uncertainty whether it is God or it's not, see, just settle it, it's not God. Are you following me? Or when you now say, okay, is it A or B? He say, I heard a voice, but is it God or is it not God? It's not God at all. Amen. Because God's voice will not share itself with your mind. It's absolute. Amen. Amen. Very absolute. You will hear him clearly. Glory to God. You hear him clearly. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But you know, God always speaks to us. God does always speak to us. He always speaks to us. So sometimes what some people now have around them will not be. Someone has said to me once, I've never heard God spoken. It's because you have so many voices in your mind. Most of you have so many voices in our mind. So many voices in our mind. Why? That voice sounds like God's voice. But I think, no, once you are beginning to, you think it's not God's voice, just allow it to go. What about the lady? Just allow it to go. Amen? Amen? Glory to God. So, you know, don't allow things, mind your mind. Remember like what we said last week, keep your mind at the holy ground, right? Make your mind, so keep your mind holy. Because your mind is God's ground in receiving the living. So keep your mind holy. What are you following me? I guess I'm going to take up a teaching on that sometime. Keeping your mind holy. You have to keep your mind holy. You have to deal with thoughts. And the first way to deal with thoughts is not to allow it at all. What are you following me? Not to allow it to stay at all. Don't allow it to stay. That's the first way to deal with it. Mind what you allow in. Amen? Don't allow your mind be a dumping ground for every nonsense. You are watching every advert. Everything passes through your mind. No! What are you hearing me? You want to watch, read everything on social media. Because you are who? Amen? Your mind is just dumping ground for everything. It will be hard for God to get your attention. I love how Pastor Shegu will put it. It's just like everybody is making noise now. And I'm calling you out. You know it will be hard for you to hear my voice. Hope you know it will be hard. Eh? What I will easily just call Philemon and you hear. If everybody shouts, hey, Philemon, you know you will not hear Philemon. And then, Philemon! So God goes the extra mile sometimes to get at us, to get us to listen. On things that he will just have told you. Just normal, and then you get it. Amen? So you now become like Balaam. Who needed a horse? I mean a donkey to speak to you. Hallelujah. Hope you are following me. So keep your mind holy. Keep your mind holy. Watch those things that bring fear around you. Because you cannot have God leading in fear. You can't obey God's voice in fear. God's leading can be fear. You come to the ladder, you are shaking. You to pray. You can't pray. God's leading can be fear. Okay, let me. God's leading can. You can't receive God's leading in anxiety. You are anxious, always anxious. No. Who are following me? Amen. Glory to God. Amen. I want to get into something else about time. Amen. Can I do this? Remember I told you first of all, God's leading cannot be found in, is it God or is it not God, right? God doesn't share his cause with people now. Very important. So also too, sometimes as believers we are some people feel they would know, I don't want to use the word we are left with two options. That will come when I'm teaching you on in one witness. But you know, sometimes Most people try to fathom God living with their brain by using guesses, speculations.
Right?
Guess. Guesswork.
One thing. Maybe like this.
Amen. Throwing gambles.
Throwing fleeces.
You know, fleeces like head or tail. If it lands, how many of you have done that myself? Right? I did that when I was small. You carry coin. I've done that.
Okay, I gave an example last week. That would be better you.
Let me give that example. A lady said, if this water stands, it's pure, because he felt it would never be half bottle, half filled water, half a bottle, like a Lagolis bottle. You don't know Lagolis. Do you know Lagolis bottle? It's a Greek word for ever bottle in our days. No Lagolis? Do you know Lagolis? Pastor George, do you know Lagolis?
Amen.
So, carry the ever water, so you put it halfway. That's why she's going to flip it like this, because you know, if it stands, it will be hard to stand. That's why if it stands, then God wants me to do pure. If it doesn't stand, then God wants me to become, I guess that a nurse or something. I guess she wanted to be a nurse, so she's not trying to test God. Don't do it. It takes time, it takes tears. Do it again. But in science, that's what was supposed to stand. We knew she was throwing it to stand. But because she doesn't see it, it's too big. P.S. Ah! Hey, no. Enter it after. Do it again. P.S. And now use that to kick it to four. It's P.S. you'll go and do it. Yeah, it's P.S. you will do. But some people think that's how they know God's living. God, should I go or should I not go? Then carry coin and throw it up. Where's God's living? God, if it is... Okay, you don't know what is head. You know what's head? Head and tail. Okay. If it is head, God is saying I should go. If it is tail, God says I should not go. So three. Head. God says I should go. God now bless you. God, should I go to Sambisa? Yeah? Stop being stupid. Yeah? Some people say, if my left hand is scratching, money is coming. You're having blood deficiency. Your blood is not complete. That's why it's scratching. Amen. So for people like that, they throw God, they throw in guesswork. Throwing fleeces and say, is God? Is it God or is it not God? Okay, if it is like this, yeah, God, no. You don't do that. Amen. And truth be told, like sometimes, you know, you can just say, it can't be God. But sometimes people will show you from scripture that in the scripture they casted lots and God allowed their lots. In fact, God told them to cast lots. Lots is like throwing a fleece. Anyway, that is lot. Sometimes, lots is like, how many of you have seen, I don't want to say this. Should I? My left hand is scratching on my right hand. Okay, let me just tell you. Lot is like, maybe you have seen those, okay, Nollywood. Who doesn't watch Nollywood here? Let me swear for you. You and your heart, I need to see the one movie. Look at this man of God. I slap you. I slap you. I can't believe you. So you look like Elias. Yeah. So, okay. So, those cows, you know, cows and the food and the food. You know that is casting of lot. Carry. What is that? Amen. Cast lot. And you know what? God allowed it. You know, most times, I'm not just teaching you because of they just say you answer. You know, some people want to hear the answer. So I go straight to the point. Most times you face some people who want to become intellectual. Like a guy today engaged all of them in the office, and even the Christians and the Muslims couldn't even answer. And the guy said one thing. They were laughing, but the guy was so, he said, the guy is an atheist. I'm not happy with him. But he said something. Now, all of them were like, not true. And he silenced them. He said, I came from my father and mother. I was produced by my father and mother. My father and mother produced me, not God. I know what, all of them were arguing. It's not true. Muslim and Christian, it's not true. You cannot say that. It's not true. What they knew, it to Z.
They have, it's
Urumu
to the answer.
You can start dropping this thing.
You see that it doesn't enter there.
Amen. Yeah, I like my life. All of that. How can you say that? Ah, if you did not come from God, I saw from God. In my head, I was like, which spirit? That is what we are talking about. So I don't talk to him. Whenever you are just saying this, I said, you know what? When I spoke, all of them kept quiet. I said, he's correct. He's correct. All of them were quiet. I said, he is correct. He came from his father and mother. Who else? He's from his father and mother. Now, who did he come from? He's not a mother producing. Oh, you thought the God has a power bank. Oh, I say power bank. Spirit bank. The liar. Amen. Amen. Spirit, amen. Are you there? Come. Come. Okay, you know what? I'm sending you to Mr. and Mrs. No. The father was an ACM there. ACM and Mrs. Oko. The sperm just fertilized the egg. Gone. And they were used to go like this big fat. No, now. He's correct. And everybody was just quiet. You know, the amazement was that a pastor, Dr. 38, yes, but he was correct. Was it not you all? So he was just quiet. I said, yeah. Because even nature itself points to God. So what he has said, I have told the Christian there that it's your duty to now show him from scriptures that everything he has said points to God, because that is your duty. Oh, because you always go for evangelism and people you see, that is the word of God. Most times you find intellectuals and you prayed, right? And you trust God's power. Hallelujah. Most times you might not even have the excellency of words to use. You might not even have known the scripture, but you know, because you are afraid. And that is why as a child of God, you mustn't just, I'm being led now to say this. As a child of God, you mustn't just trust in your intellectual when it comes to evangelism. As a child of God, that is why a child of God must always be a man of prayer all the time. All the time. You know, you can just walk into that situation now and then you get the answer done. Hope you know that. You are not going to necessarily start saying, hey, it's wrong or it's right, or, let me show you for scripture. No. You know, you cannot get there because you are a man of prayer all the time. And you're a man that listens to God's truth. You know that you can just get there, and by the power of God, that guy can be converted. Hope you know that. You know, those people say, as little as God loves you. Because you trust in the power of prayer. Amen. Hope you're following me. So the child of God must be a man of prayer all the time. Okay, woman of prayer. Man of prayer all the time. All the time. You don't want to say there's a problem before you pray. Be a man, a person of prayer all the time. All the time, I mean all the time. Amen? You don't get in that situation and a miracle will just take place. Beyond science. And so, that guy gets saved. Hallelujah. I told him, he's right. He's right. I said, that is genealogy now. He came from his father. His other came from his father, that came from his father and traced it down, and Adam, the son of God. Amen. It's just very simple now. I said, you see, even as I was not talking to you, I was talking today, because I don't have business anymore, so I have this time. So, I said, see, even nature points to God. Amen. Nature points to God. So you shouldn't be romancing when I say, yeah, it's not true. What kind of God are you saying? You don't see this.
what was even saying, don't worry, this kind of job you are doing, marketing job. He said, don't worry, this kind of job you are doing, you never see something, go wrong, go meet God. And you can you see nonsense? You say, you know what, the experience will take him back to God. You know. Don't say nonsense. You're a child of God. What if he doesn't? He wouldn't even. Yeah? Because he will tell you he that the issue is scientific. And he will be so scientific. Amen. Problem. Because I have not had problems. Are you sure? Let me tell you, his father is an atheist. His mother is an atheist. He is an atheist. So where are you going to? He has problems with me, the atheist. The grandfathers of the atheist. The atheist in his house. So you have to trust God's power. Hallelujah. Trust God's power. And then you get him out. Hallelujah. So be a man of prayer. I guess that's how we end it. So next we will just start from casting of lots. You understand me? Casting of lots. So why would God, I thought God could just speak to them, right? So it is from here we'll start getting into inward witness. Hallelujah. We are getting into inward witness little by little. Hallelujah. So you know, how would God even permit them to cast lots? To work with guesswork. Right, so I thought she said God's word, when it comes to God, it's clear, it's that yes, it is. So why would they cast lots? Hallelujah. Why would they cast lots? I'm not telling you to go and read up anything. But just wait till next week, talks. We'll look at it. It's already in my notes, but because of time, we'll push it for next week. Hallelujah. Amen? We're not running to anywhere. We are here. 40 years time, we are still here. We are still teaching. I'll still be teaching the same thing. Glory to God. You have something today? Okay, let's do an outfit.